This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. So you've been diagnosed with cancer, or a loved one has been, and you want to know what to do next. That's what this podcast is all about. For the next few minutes, maybe 20, 25 minutes or so, or maybe a little bit less, I'm going to help you understand the big picture of what causes cancer and how to eliminate cancer from your body. Now, of course, this information goes against the corrupt criminal cancer industry, which is steeped in false diagnoses. They falsely diagnose breast cancer cases, and they falsely diagnose prostate cancer cases. For example, the PSA test that's used to diagnose prostate cancer has been proven scientifically worthless multiple times. Even the inventor of the PSA test has now admitted it's basically useless. But cancer centers continue to use the PSA test because it scares men into agreeing to cancer treatments that generate profits for the cancer centers. A similar thing happens with breast cancer. Women are scared to death by a breast cancer diagnosis. Well, the diagnosis is often false. In fact, according to a critical analysis, breast cancer screening actually harms 9 women for every 1 woman that it helps. There's overdiagnosis, there's over-treatment, there is, there's a book out there by, I think it's Dr. Gilbert Welch, I think it's called Overdiagnosis, that you got to read, because it really lays out, and he's a doctor, it lays out the abuse of patients that's conducted by not just the cancer industry, but the pharmaceutical industry and doctors and so on. The simple truth of the matter is, if you're given a diagnosis of cancer, you need to always, of course, be skeptical. You need to question it. Now, maybe the diagnosis is true, but maybe it's false. Maybe you're being scared. Did you know, for example, that the cancer clinics that run chemotherapy, that they actually make money selling you the chemotherapy drugs at huge markups, but they're not required to disclose that to you? It's like taking your car to a car mechanic, and the same mechanic who's going to make money repairing your car tells you, oh, you need a new transmission. Your transmission's all shot. You got to get a new transmission. Better do it now or your car is going to drop dead in 6 months. That's the way cancer clinics operate. Same exact thing. Oh, you're going to be dead in 6 months unless you start today. You must start chemo today. It's insane. And that's why the cancer industry is full of actual criminals. For example, Dr. Fareed Fattah is currently serving, I think it's 24 years in federal prison. He was investigated by the FBI and prosecuted by the Department of Justice and found guilty for falsely diagnosing hundreds of patients with cancer in Detroit, and mostly African-American people, by the way, falsely diagnosed them with cancer so that he could bill Medicare for the cancer treatment, and he was raking in millions of dollars. Almost everybody who walked through the door of his clinic was diagnosed with cancer, even if they didn't have it. It was just a money-making scam. And the truth is that Dr. Fareed Fattah, yeah, he may have been caught, and he's in prison. But that most of the cancer industry actually operates the same way. They just haven't been caught, or they're not quite as egregious. But they falsely diagnose people with cancer all the time. So keep that in mind. And by the way, I'm the publisher of Cancer.News. So if you want to really get up to speed on what causes cancer and how to prevent cancer, go to Cancer.News. It's an extraordinarily valuable website. And it's not just me saying that as the publisher. That's the feedback we get from readers. They love it. They have never seen a resource like that in the world, and almost every article that we publish there on cancer prevention cites at least one medical journal study, a science study. We also publish, by the way, medicine.news and health.news, but cancer.news has, of course, all the news focused on cancer, so go there if you want to check it out. By the way, I'm a scientist. I'm the founder and lab science director of CWC Labs. We do mass spec analysis of environmental samples and food samples. And we also test human hair for people who want to know whether they have exposure to mercury or lead or cadmium or arsenic or other things that can be related to cancer, by the way. And as a lab scientist, you know, I'm scientifically trained. We are ISO accredited or globally recognized as a valid laboratory. You can use our lab results in a court of law. They can be introduced as evidence. I could testify as an expert witness if I wanted to, but kind of don't have the time, kind of busy with other things. But you got to realize that everyone who tells the truth about cancer is, of course, viciously attacked and smeared by the cancer industry. Because there's so much money to be made in keeping people in a state of cancer. There's money to be made in the oncology centers by scaring people to death and getting them to consent to high-profit treatments that actually cause more cancer. So this is the first thing I want you to realize is that the treatments for cancer that are pushed by the cancer industry are not really treatments for cancer. They all have cancer as a side effect. So radiotherapy or radiation, as well as chemotherapy. Chemotherapy, the number one side effect, is to cause more cancer. Chemotherapy is cytotoxic, which means it's toxic to cells of the body. And chemotherapy damages the brain. It's called chemo brain. It's widely recognized. It makes you have brain fog, where you can't remember things, and you can't think clearly. You can't even just process information as clearly after chemotherapy. Why is that? Because chemotherapy damages the brain. Chemotherapy damages the kidneys, causes kidney disease and kidney failure in some cases, damages the liver, really destroys the liver, but most importantly, it causes other cells in the body to become cancerous. So the number one real mission of chemotherapy is to generate repeat business for the cancer industry while convincing you falsely that your cancer is being, quote, treated because they can shrink a tumor. Well, this is crucial to recognize. Shrinking a tumor is not a treatment for cancer. Cancer tumors have stem cells on the inside. Stem cells can regrow the tumor. Unless you eliminate the cancer stem cells, you're not really doing anything that matters. Yeah, you can shrink a tumor, and patients are shown that, and they're shown, oh, look, the tumor, it shrank by 80% or 90%, and the patient's like, yippee, yeah, the chemotherapy's working. It's worth all the suffering and all my hair falling out and the vomiting and losing muscle mass and having brain damage. It must be worth it. The tumor shrank 90%. That's what the doctors want you to think. It's all nonsense. They're quacks. The cancer tumors are still there. The stem cells are still there. And all you've done is injured the rest of your body in a useless treatment that's actually based on mustard gas chemicals from World War I. It's true. Chemotherapy chemicals are extremely toxic to virtually all cells in the human body. Now, you could do things to protect your healthy cells from the toxic effects of chemotherapy, but the oncology clinics lie to you and they say, oh, don't take any antioxidants or it might interfere with the chemotherapy, they say. So they don't want you to take vitamin C. They don't want you to take, you know, anthocyanidins or PCOs from grape seeds. They don't want you to take carotenoids or anything that would protect your healthy cells because in their point of view, they want to cause more cancer, you see, because that's their repeat business model. They don't want you to protect your healthy cells from cancer caused by the chemotherapy that they're dripping into your veins. It's all a scam. And the sooner you realize that, the better off you're going to be in terms of your results. The cancer industry is fraudulent. It is a criminal drug cartel. They make money by causing cancer or repeat business in people. And, of course, that's not a popular thing to say with the cancer industry, but the cancer industry is a racket. So, of course, they don't want anybody to know the truth. So let's get to the truth. What is the real truth here? Let's start by talking about what causes cancer tumors. What is a tumor, actually? Well, your body's cells, and this is a highly condensed version, by the way, so I'll be simplifying certain topics here. But your body's cells, of course, are made to divide and grow and heal. And when that is done in an organized fashion, you have, for example, the making of a baby in the womb of its mother. So when you were a fetus growing inside your mother's body, your cells were dividing and organizing, and you were, in essence, building specialization organs and cell systems. Certain cells agree to be, for example, liver cells, and other cells agree to be neurons and nervous system cells. Other cells agree to be skin cells, and so on. This is called cell specialization. Now, this process of growing inside your mother's body is very much a cancer type of process. You're growing at an extreme rate. You're growing rapidly. Your cells are dividing. You're building bones. You're building blood vessels. All of these things are what cancer tumors do. Except the difference is that cancer tumors are doing it in an unorganized fashion without essentially permission. So the process of growing cells and rapidly multiplying and building blood vessels, which is called angiogenesis, by the way, and building bones and hair and skin, all those things are done by cancer tumors, except that they're doing it without permission. In essence, a cancer tumor is a group of cells in your body that's gone rogue. It's a group of cells, technically, that's deciding to be its own body. It's true. A cancer tumor inside your body is trying to grow a massive human body inside your body. And that's why when they look at some cancer tumors that have grown to very large sizes, when doctors, surgeons remove them and open them up, they see teeth. I know, it's freaky, right? They see hair. They can see the beginning of neurological cells. And of course, lots of blood vessel cells, because tumors build blood supply to themselves through that process I mentioned called angiogenesis. But they ignore an instruction that cells are supposed to follow, which is called a cellular suicide, or apoptosis, to just sound it out there. Apoptosis is a cell suicide. And when cells go rogue in your body, they're supposed to commit suicide. And this is a normal process that happens all throughout your body. When cells are dividing out of control, they're supposed to get a signal that says, hey, commit suicide, stop becoming a cancer tumor. You're no longer helping the organism, which is the whole body. Instead, you're becoming a threat to the organism. So go ahead and commit cell suicide, kill yourself as a tumor. And that's what your body does normally in a healthy situation. But cancer tumors don't commit suicide, and they're trying to grow and become an entire body. And of course, that's a problem, because you can't grow another body inside your body without major problems happening, like, taking all your blood supply or pressing on your nerves or other things happening that are bad. And that's just one type of cancer, by the way. There are many other types of cancers and variations of cancer. But here's the thing. The cancer tumor is really a rogue runaway gene expression. So cancer tumors have, of course, the same genes that you have, but their genes are expressed differently. They're expressed in a twisted, distorted way. What causes gene expression to go awry? The answer is several things, but mostly it is exposure to toxins. So exposure to environmental toxins, such as chemicals, hormone-disrupting chemicals, food chemicals, medication chemicals cause cancer. Many of them do. But also ionizing radiation causes cancer. So ionizing radiation, if you were to walk through, let's say, Fukushima or Chernobyl, you would probably walk away with cancer because, of course, that's ionizing radiation that causes genetic mutations, which lead to out-of-control tumor growth because those genes have been altered. Now, if you look at chemical exposure, chemicals can come from food or medicine or personal care products. Many people are bathing themselves in cancer-causing chemicals. Sodium nitrite that's found in bacon and hot dogs, for example, is a potent cancer-causing chemical. Well, really, it's a precursor to a cancer-causing chemical compound group known as nitrosamines. Sodium nitrite, when it combines with the hydrochloric acid in your stomach, which is present, you know, obviously to break down food matter and help you digest and assimilate food matter, when they are combined, it forms nitrosamines. And nitrosamines are such powerful cancer-causing agents that in labs where they use lab rats to study like cancer drugs and things, they actually inject rats with nitrosamines to give them cancer so they can start tumors and then study the treatment of the tumors. So think about it. If you're eating hot dogs, bacon, pepperoni, processed ham, what else? Sausage. Anything that has sodium nitrite in it, you are, in effect, eating what lab rats are injected with to cause cancer. So, number one, you're probably, if you've been diagnosed with cancer, you've probably been giving yourself cancer, which is good news because you can stop doing that. So you need to know what's in your food. I also publish food.news, by the way, and naturalnews.com, where we talk about toxic food ingredients such as sodium nitrite. The good news is you can buy nitrite-free bacon. So there are meats. You know, well, let me back up here. The scientific establishment claims that meat causes cancer. This is false. It's only the processed meat with sodium nitrite and other toxins that causes cancer. Fresh meat, it turns out, does not cause cancer. But then again, if you barbecue it and you burn it, then now you're creating carcinogenic chemical compounds in the barbecued, burned fat and proteins of the meat. In the same way that if you smoke cigarettes, you're creating toxic compounds. You know, you're burning things and then inhaling the smoke. Well, it's full of carcinogens, causes lung cancer and heart disease. You shouldn't be surprised by that. It's common knowledge, right? And the same thing's true in food. If you buy food and you eat food that contains cancer-causing compounds, then, of course, you're giving yourself cancer by eating those things. And then people put things on their skin, you know, perfume, and they have toxic laundry detergent and fabric softeners, and they coat their laundry in all these toxic chemicals, and that's all going into their bloodstream, too. Because if you wear your clothes and you sweat, the sweat goes into your clothing, and it releases the toxins that are in the fibers of your clothing. Turns out that human sweat is actually a solvent. You can actually release chemicals from cotton fibers by using human sweat. So you're actually releasing the toxins in the clothing and they're being absorbed through your skin. So cancer has many causes. And most people who have cancer tumors are, in fact, giving themselves cancer. So the first thing is to stop doing that. And you probably need to read cancer.news because that tells you all the things that cause cancer versus all the things that prevent cancer. Because there are 1,000 things that cause cancer and 1,000 things that prevent cancer. There are some cases of cancer tumors that can happen just by spontaneous genetic mutation or bad luck, technically. It can happen, but it's rare. Nearly all cases of cancer are induced by chemical exposure or exposure to ionizing radiation. By the way, on that point, mammograms are pushed by the cancer industry. They say, well, all women have to go out and get mammograms because that's how you prevent cancer, they say. What they don't tell you is that mammograms emit ionizing radiation that causes cancer. It's true. Every time you get a mammogram, you are irradiating your heart, your lungs, your breast tissue. You're causing cancer. And so if you get enough mammograms, eventually they'll find a cancer tumor because they're causing it. So you need to look at, for example, thermal mammography imaging is a much safer way to go. The breast cancer industry attacks thermal imaging because it doesn't accomplish their goal of causing cancer, just so you know. Now let's get to how do you deal with a cancer tumor if you've been diagnosed. Here's what you got to understand. Cancer tumors, like I said, are the body cells getting out of control, becoming cancer tumor growing stem cells, and then building blood supply to themselves through this process called angiogenesis, and replicating, building larger masses of cells, and then ultimately interfering with your body. Now, here's the good news. Those cancer tumors can only exist by stealing your blood supply. They build large blood vessels to themselves. And every time your heart beats, you're actually pumping blood to those tumors. This is great news. Why? Because if you put certain molecules in your blood, those molecules are cytotoxic, selective to cancer tumors. But they're relatively safe to the rest of the cells in your body. So there are many, many natural substances that I call natural chemotherapy. These substances can be introduced into your blood supply by sometimes eating food or drinking smoothies or drinking, you know, various water with some of these substances in them, for example. Or they can be introduced into your blood through rectal means or vaginal means. Yes, you can use the vaginal path, the birth canal, to introduce molecules into the blood supply very, very quickly. Same thing is true with rectal introduction of chemicals into the blood supply. This is why people do coffee enemas. This is why young college girls do vaginal alcohol bongs so they can get drunk in 30 seconds, okay? Because the vagina has a blood supply very close to the surface of the canal, and molecules can be introduced into the body that way. So what molecules would make sense? Why would you want to introduce molecules into your body? Well, many molecules will kill cancer cells without harming healthy cells. These molecules are found throughout nature, throughout many foods and superfoods. Now, I have to be careful here because of FDA regulations and FTC regulations and lots of things that where they try to censor people. But if you go look at the scientific literature, you will find that many different molecules from nature are cytotoxic to cancer cells. These include, for example, D-limonene, which is found in lemon peel. They include laetril, or sometimes called vitamin B17, which is found in the pits of apricots, which also contains some amount of arsenic, by the way. It turns out that arsenic, in certain forms, is also toxic to cancer cells. Doesn't mean you should run out and eat, you know, fistfuls of apricot pits, because that would be dangerous. However, I do want to say, if you're going to go down this path, talk to a naturopath, talk to a qualified naturopathic physician, preferably a specialist in cancer, and get qualified care of your particular health challenges and the proper treatment protocol for you, because you do need to be monitored. But here are the strategies. You can introduce lots of molecules into your body that have anti-cancer effects. I remember reading a study out of Japan where they were using microinjections of phycocyanins, which were extracts of pigments from spirulina, a superfood microalgae, and they were microinjecting that into tumors. Surgeons were doing this. They would open up the patient's body and find the tumor and then inject it with these phycocyanins. Turns out that the tumors melted away after a period of a few weeks because this anti-cancer compound was being introduced into the tumor. Well, what's interesting to me about that is tumors are bringing in the blood supply automatically. So it seems to me that if you have the right molecules in your blood, then the tumors are going to take that in and bathe themselves in those molecules. And if you look around at the anti-cancer molecules, you'll find there's a wealth of them in the natural world. You should look at shiitake mushrooms and maitake mushrooms. Mushroom extracts are very cytotoxic to cancer tumors. And there are many other examples of this. I mean, there are so many chemicals out there that are anti-cancer. Again, go read cancer.news and look at the research that we've done. There are anti-cancer compounds in oranges. It's found in the white inner peeling part that you often throw away. That's anti-cancer compounds. It's found in pomegranate seeds, anti-cancer compounds. Also in the white peeling part of pomegranate fruit, by the way. You'll notice that a lot of things that taste really bitter and nasty have anti-cancer compounds in them. And so if you're actually drinking anti-cancer smoothies or drinking water with anti-cancer substances in it, then it's going to taste pretty nasty. You can find research on lots of things, such as black cumin seeds, for example. Black cumin seeds are incredibly potent in terms of their anti-cancer potential, and they taste horrible. But my advice to anyone who might be considering this pursuit is to, of course, not only work with a naturopath, but also take steps to protect your liver and protect your healthy cells. This is crucial, in my opinion. Fortunately, there are many ways you can do that. The liver can be easily protected by taking licorice root. Licorice root contains a molecule called glycyrrhizin. Glycyrrhizin is scientifically validated to protect the liver from damage caused by acetaminophen, which is an over-the-counter painkiller, as well as alcohol-induced liver damage, and especially the combination of alcohol plus acetaminophen, also known as Tylenol, by the way. It does damage the liver, but if you take licorice root in advance, that protects the liver. You could also take dandelion root and yellow dock and other liver protection herbs and substances. Vitamin C is crucial to protect the entire body. There are various fat-soluble carotenoids that are very useful for protecting the body. Many, many antioxidants, for example, that you can take to protect the healthy cells of the body. With that established, and under the care of a qualified cancer expert naturopath or a complementary medicine doctor who isn't just a chemo-pushing, you know, cancer criminal, then what you can do is you can aggressively pursue many anti-cancer substances that you're introducing into your bloodstream, again, under the guidance of a qualified physician or naturopath, and these substances can introduce dozens of different anti-cancer molecules into your bloodstream. These could be superfoods, these could be microalgae, mushrooms, apricot pits, like I mentioned, black cumin seed, they could be certain minerals, they could be compounds. Some of them could be synthetic compounds, some could be natural compounds. It's a vast array of compounds. When they're circulating in your blood, then the cancer tumors have to take them in. They have no choice because cancer tumors need a blood supply, so whatever's in your blood goes into the tumor. And then what happens? Well, some of these substances very, very effective at causing cancer tumors to commit suicide like they were supposed to do in the first place. Apoptosis begins to kick in. anti-angiogenesis also begins to kick in, which is where blood cancer tumors cause a loss of blood supply to themselves. In other words, with the right molecules introduced into tumors inside your body, you can cause those tumors to starve themselves to death. In effect, this is what chemotherapy does. The problem with chemotherapy is that it poisons all the cells in the body at the same time. I mean, the oncologists aren't lying when they say they can kill cancer tumors. Sure they can. They can also kill you in the process. Our goal is to kill the cancer tumor without killing you. I hope that's a more noble, advanced form of medicine than just killing everything in sight, carpet bombing the body, and calling it medicine, which is what cancer clinics do. It's nonsense. So what I say is you want to be able to kill the cancer tumors without killing the patient. And that is achieved through this world of natural substances, which are very, very capable and have very high efficacy and are very well documented if you get into the scientific literature, which a lot of people don't do. They just trust what their doctor tells them, and their doctor, it turns out, doesn't know that much about natural medicine. Most doctors are not actually well-informed about cancer or other treatments or natural substances. They really don't get taught much of that in medical school. So they don't know the options. And what I'm teaching you here are really the options. None of this should be a replacement for medical advice from a qualified, competent practitioner. That's why I've encouraged you multiple times here to talk to a naturopath or a qualified complementary medicine doctor, because you may have particular challenges. You may have liver weakness. You may have genetic differences in the way your body eliminates toxins. You may have already suffered exposure to chronic levels of lead poisoning, or who knows what. You may have hormone disruption in your body right now. You need to have a custom approach to your particular health challenges and things that are happening in your physiology. And I always recommend that people get liver enzymes checked when they're pursuing an aggressive system of cancer treatment with natural substances, including perhaps ozone therapy, which is another thing that's out there. You need to get your liver monitored on a regular basis. In my opinion, this is very, very important. Liver enzymes, blood markers. So work with a doctor who can do the diagnoses for you, who can watch your blood panels and make sure everything's good. And also, my final bit of advice is don't rely on one magic bullet. I've seen doctors, complementary doctors sometimes in the past, do this thing where they say, oh, you don't need to do anything except ozone therapy, let's say. I'm just taking that as an example. Or whatever treatment that they're offering. Oh, all you need is this, you know, electroacupuncture, whatever. In my view, that's very foolish. Because there isn't one magic bullet that can compensate for whatever all the factors are that gave you cancer in the first place. In my view, as a scientist, not a doctor, but certainly a scientist working in areas of organic chemistry and molecules, you know, we study pesticides and many things like that. We study nutrients. In my view, you need to bombard your tumors with an array of tumor-killing molecules in your blood supply that are safe for you to ingest. And the ways you get them into your blood supply are through drinking or eating them, you know, orally or vaginally or through rectal introduction. Again, all these things under the supervision of a qualified medical practitioner who knows what they're doing. Some people try to do all this themselves. I can't stop them from doing that, but I think that it's probably unwise to do all this without some guidance. So that's the answer. If you bathe the cancer tumor in the right molecules, you can kill the cancer tumor. Well, technically, you can cause it to kill itself. At the same time, you're preventing small clusters of cancer cells from taking hold elsewhere in your body. So you're now creating an anti-cancer environment throughout your body. This is powerful because it means the cancer can't spread. Got it? The cancer can't spread. So even if you have surgery and a surgeon comes in and opens up your body and takes out a cancer tumor, usually cancer surgeons will say their fear is that they're going to spread cancer. Normally that would be the case. But if you have a very powerful anti-cancer regimen and you've created an environment in your body that is not friendly to cancer, then you don't have to be as worried about having surgery to remove, let's say, a very large tumor mass, because even if it spreads a few cancer cells around the body, you now have an anti-cancer environment in which those cancer cells really can't take hold anyway. So you see, in some cases, surgery can be appropriate. I'm not one of those people that says, oh, you should never have surgery. Surely, in some cases, if it's pressing on nerves, pressing on blood supply, pressing on your colon, pressing on whatever, surgery may be the most appropriate thing, but you need to combine it with these other strategies that help your body defend itself against new cancer taking hold. So that's my take on cancer, kind of summarized briefly here in 20 minutes or whatever it was. Do your own research. Don't be a sucker who believes in the false authority of doctors who really are not that well informed. You can tell that what I've just downloaded to you here is probably more than most doctors know about cancer, because they're not trained in really anything except how to push drugs, how to push chemotherapy, how to push surgery and radiation. Doctors are basically prostitutes of the pharmaceutical industry. You shouldn't trust your life to them. They have conflicts of interest. They're bribed to diagnose you with cancer and they get paid off the treatments that they prescribe. I get paid nothing if you say no to a cancer clinic. I don't sell a cancer treatment service. In fact, you've heard me many times here say, go find your own practitioner. I don't have a cancer clinic. I don't have a conflict of interest. I want you to be healthy. And most importantly, I want people to stop being preyed upon by the criminal cancer industry that is incredibly evil and profits off of human suffering. So I take a compassionate point of view on this. I'm trying to save lives and trying to educate people. And that is, of course, exactly why the cancer industry attacks people like me who are telling you the truth. But do your own research. Don't trust false authority. Make sure that you take care of yourself. Make sure that you avoid the cancer causes in your life. You know, obvious, smoking cigarettes, using toxic laundry detergent products, toxic personal care products. Make sure your vitamin D levels are up to par, because vitamin D is anti-cancer in so many ways. Make sure that you're doing the common sense things, and then work on ways to bathe your cancer cells in anti-cancer compounds while also protecting the healthy cells in your body with antioxidants such as vitamin C and others. So that's my take on it. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can read my website at naturalnews.com. You can hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Again, that's healthrangerreport.com. And you can also watch my video podcast at counterthink.com. Thanks for listening, and be well.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.